Daily with Martin Besser.
Yes, so daar's 'n show wat jy moet gaan kyk. Dit gebeur in Roodepoort Theater in Februarie en dit is Nathaniel se nuutste Cake-topper. Môre Nathaniel?
Môre.
Begin dit.
Jy sê Februarie asof dit is oor 5 jaar. Dis donderdag.
Ja, van hierdie donderdag tot Sondag.
Ja.
By die Roodepoort Theater. Is dit 25 jaar? Is dit Hoe lang doen jy dit nou? Hoe lang doen jy al Nathaniel?
My solo carrière op 1 Maart is net die 8 years.
Wow.
So it's long. 40 years as a musician because I was a musician. Well, I didn't sing before.
Okay.
Before. For 2 years I played the piano.
Okay.
In voel het so lang?
Duisend jaar. No, because this, we don't have real progress. It feels like the first year, you know, you do the show and then you sit in the traffic. And then you do the show, you feel it in the traffic. We don't progress to a helicopter and then to a jet and then to retirement. You just continue your first year till you're dead.
There's the perspective thing. For you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Musicians, South African actors mostly, personalities. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I'm shocked 40 at years. How old some people are who are still working and that they're healthy.
Yeah, because they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a difference when you have to or when you're in Hollywood and you're middle step or wherever is a neighbor and you're 100, but you want to.
Yes.
It's different.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or they create stuff for you.
People always say to me, you know, you should do this and you should do that and you must shoot your mouth off about this and you should, you know, look at this and look at that. And I'm like, the difference between us and Americans doing what we do at our level is they earn retirement money.
Yes. Yeah.
At one show.
In one go.
And then you can just say and do what you like.
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't matter.
Also, if you think about it, actors in America get things like, wait for it, this is crazy, residuals.
Imagine.
So like you do work, and then if they show your work, years later, you still get money from that.
I'd be very rich if that was true.
Imagine.
Even if you do TV series, you sign off even your rights to the music you wrote. In this country. You do it because if you don't, I don't need to do that, but if you don't, you take opportunity away from your entire crew.
Yes.
If I say, okay, I want to do a series on my rules, that series won't happen, which is fine with me because I can do other things, but that means you take away work from a lot of people.
That's correct.
From a crew.
Looking back at an illustrious, amazing career, wat is jou gunsteling medium? I mean, jy verhoog ver, keert jy werk, is het verhoog?
It's the hardest thing and it's the most nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And you stay a hustler. People, I spoke to an actress, but we also do one-woman shows stuff the other day, and she's now doing TV, and she said she's taking the worst parts there is because she wants just to cut out phoning box office every day and say, how many tickets did I sell today? Because there's no difference between farming with chickens and phoning the ticket office. your question is how many?
Yeah.
Every morning. So a lot of people want to cut that bit out.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
the work.
I get
and
it.
And make the figure somebody else's problem.
Yeah, somebody else's problem, yeah.
And that's why TV is so bad, because they're all now on TV. Yeah. They want to cut out. But there's a thing. You don't choose this stage. I'm talking about theater. I'm not talking about singing on a dumbbell this weekend and then going to a braai. I'm talking about with this electricity in a curtain and lights. And that thing chooses you. You don't choose that. That's in your blood.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you your favorite and your worst show of all time on stage. Your favorite and your worst moment on stage. What was your favorite and where and when?
My favorite is Cake Topper. It's always the one you're doing because it's hopefully better than. And at my stage where I'm now, it's my 119th stage production.
Sure.
Little father.
It's great when people say, this is your best costumes, or this is your all they talk about now is my legs because it's the first time I show I'm in hot pants on
Stop
stage.
It.
So it's,
Google me, people. So, so.
Can I show Bjorn op die verhoog sien as ek Google?
No, you can see it. I posted my legs last week on my Facebook, on my Instagram. Now they took a picture and I do it and they scream on stage because it's stage. But you can, somebody took a picture backstage and I never thought I would allow somebody to post it. And then I looked at it and it's amazing. So I'm fitter now and healthier and thinner than before in my life. And I have great legs. So
magnificent.
So what was
the toughest moment on stage for you? And what happened? Because live stage work, what makes it so incredible is a lot can go wrong and you can't go back.
Yep. Always on a knife's edge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
And it's in the hands of a lot of people. TV and film and stuff, you can cut and shoot again and stuff.
Yeah.
But live stage show is like the ultimate in adrenaline.
But the live stage show is the only thing that is magic. If people are used to anything, if you see a movie now, the guy walks and then there falls a screw out of his head and then he's a robot and then he's a building. So nothing surprises you. But if you aren't, and I don't do the screen thing, because a lot of singers now basically stand in front of their own videos and sing. I don't want people must drive to a theater to watch TV, so I don't do screens. When there's magic is if you finish a song and the light dies and 4 seconds later it comes on and you're in a completely new scene and a new outfit and
magic.
A thing.
Yeah.
Because 4 people in a blackout with a kilometer of Velcro, they do miracles.
Yeah.
That still amazes people when you do things live in front of them.
Yeah.
Because we've been conditioned. And it is the weirdest thing I will never forget. Is it 9/11 when those planes went into the buildings?
Yeah.
I was sitting on my bed watching it. And I was saying to myself, why am I not as shocked as I should be at this very moment? And then I realized because that scene I've seen 100 times in a movie.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
There was the shock of what the horror of what is happening took days to really sink in afterwards. But we are used to everything visually with effects. You can do anything.
So to wow and surprise people live
is hard work.
I mean, listen, you're talking to people who are live at rather ungodly hours of the day, if you say one thing wrong, it's a disaster.
Yeah,
At the same time, when you do get it right, to surprise people.
The one thing that changed for me since social media is that I don't ad lib on stage anymore.
Oh,
because there's no filter on my mouth if I talk without a script.
Ah.
And everybody is now a priest and a judge.
God,
and they go off on you.
Yeah.
Some idiot from a newspaper did it a few years ago. On stuff, there's a thing. If you do a story or you do comedy, there's, first of all, tone of voice, timing, situation, context. So if people quote one line...
Mm.
The no context.
That doesn't work.
Mm.
But there is a license that you have as a creative artist.
Mm.
Not to say something bad, but to... Or what they would do is, I would say, my aunt said.
Okay.
Then they would cut out my aunt said and just put the line.
Yeah.
That's something I might never say.
Yeah.
But it's a character in a story or a thing. So everybody's now... Because people use you... They don't... Very seldom they will write about how good or bad you are because of you. They will write it because it gives them importance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, they can't think, just get a pineapple and carve a face on it, but leave me alone. So it's just so you have to be very careful because people are more godless and without morals than ever, but they've turned into...
To perfect people.
Some a reporter because they have a platform.
Moral police.
Which is very sad. I still think like birth, giving birth, you have to do some form of an IQ test before they give you, you know, a platform.
I agree with you.
Or just experience, or I don't. It's just a mess.
Yeah. No.
It's a good thing out of a pineapple.
It's a good thing
for artists, social media, in the sense that advertising before, for 20, 30 years, I was dependent on a newspaper. Will the editor put in that I'm doing a show?
Yes.
So for all my career, the last 8 albums I've done, I've never even gone to the trouble to take them to the radio because some person there doesn't think people want to hear me. So they curate you before the world can make a choice. Now the entire, all the music in the world is available to me now. And so am I to them.
Listen, I still don't know what Cake Topper is about, but we'll get to that. Cake Topper is a show waar jy moet bespreek, 13 tot 16 Februarie.
Wesrand. That sounds like the future. Thursday to Sunday.
Sounds like the future.
This Thursday. Coming to you live in Roodepoort, Nathaniel.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A speciale gas op die show vir oggend is Nathaniel. Het is punt die show wat hierdie donderdag oopmaak in Roodepoort. Mooi theater. You've told me about it, Felicity. I've never been there.
Roodepoort theater is regtig 'n pragtige ou theater. En dit is wonderlik. Dit is 'n pragtige plek.
Are they renovating it?
They're redoing the front. They've just renovated the entire stage. The orchestra pit. They were redoing, rigging all the lights when I was there last week. So it's exciting.
Nice. It's amazing.
People look after dolphins and other people look after other people, but my thing is to keep the few theaters, real theaters, standing.
No one has played theaters in this country like this guy. You have played them all.
You have to see, it's very important that they make a profit.
Yes.
From you.
Okay.
I get very strange letters from people say, we've supported you for 30 years. Now your ticket is 300 rand. They don't want to say, make your sums. Because just the lighting rig, the electricity you pull for 90 minutes, the lights, the amount of stuff needed, the service lights need, every light needs a safety chain. You need a person with a certificate before you can get on a staircase to go up there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, 10 tons will fall on your head during a ballet.
Yeah.
It's a massive operation, the whole team. I love the whole team. And we start moving in from tomorrow, but my favorite time is the move-in.
Okay.
I'm like a cat who sniffs the entire building. I am like, it's my home.
Okay.
The theater. In this country, I've played them all. So it's coming back. Looking at the old posters, there are posters of my own career that sits there with dead people on the passages, and I think, I've been going too long. And you need to clap your hands so that the fish mods come out of your poster. But it feels like home. There's a thing about a dressing room. There's a thing about the camaraderie. I don't know what the thing between you and the crew, and the fact that I acknowledge the crew.
And that you pulled it off.
Because I am 100% dependent on the crew.
Yes.
I'm nothing.
Surprise me. Where's the best theatre, apart now from the Roodepoort one that you're going to now on Thursday? Ander dele van die land, waar is die mees onverwagste, amazingste theatre?
The best, for me, the best run theatre, the closest family I have is obviously at Atterbury Theatre in Pretoria.
Oh.
Because I do so many, I do my lifestyle things there, I do events there, I do the studio, I've just recorded my mass with a choir there, I've done a lot of things there. But then there's like in the old world, in the unlimited marble foyer, perfection is still Artscape in the Cape. Right. It is run
Oh, we were there just last week.
Yes. Yeah.
It is breathtaking to work there.
Dr. Marlene.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then this place is my favorite stage, physical stage, is still the Sun du Plessis in Bloemfontein. There's not a great stage,
special.
Few stages in the world.
Yeah.
I do sing in London, I do sing in Australia, New Zealand, Amsterdam, places. I've never walked into a theatre like the Sun anywhere in the world.
Sure, that is by special.
I mean, in the Royal Albert Hall, you're shocked. Because I had to use Pavarotti's toilet, and you have to duck because the roof is so low. It's we have shockingly good concert halls and theatres.
We really, really do. Yeah. I mean, I was telling, I think, Felicity and Paula the other day about how beautiful the PE Opera House is.
Yes.
It is so special. Oh,
it's a gorgeous, it's a magical, it looks like beautiful. A doll's house that popped up. I love the PE Opera House.
Ek het jou daar gesien op die groot verhoog in die auditorium en ook shows bo in die baan, onthou jy die baan back in the day.
Yeah, my career started there at the top and went down because you start your career at the baan because it's 3.5 people and then you moved down until you can fill the Opera House. Baan was... Oh,
that's how long I've known you. Funny bond to the
Opera House. I remember you because I remember security took you out twice because you became a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sounds very much like Martin.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
I said yes one night and he took me to a strange place for a drink. In PE. Yeah. It was a million years. PE was fascinating because there was a beach roadhouse. It's on the beach. And there you get lemon meringue pie, but
stop it.
But the white on top. Do you know too many egg whites has a smell?
Yes, it does.
Like a strong smell. A little dog just got a fright, that smell. So you would order this thing and then you would blow off the top so you would see snow coming out of cars. You would blow off the meringue because you can't eat it. It's too much. It's a futon. So I remember it was... PE is not clean anymore.
What do you mean? It looks fine.
No, it's not clean. Somebody should clean PE. But
even the wind isn't working.
Yeah, just clean PE. Yeah. But the people are kind.
Yeah.
Very kind. Somebody should just buy the municipality a broom and clean.
You know what?
PE.
We should have the Nathaniel take on things more often. Honestly.
So,
the state of towns. You know, you get the Sona.
Yes.
The state of our Nathaniel address.
Thank you.
I'm going to rename Sona.
That means I have to go back to all those places.
We need an update.
Some are nice, some are not nice anymore.
No, I hear you.
And it's sad that a lot of pretty towns.
I know.
I am thing.
It's a shocker. However, I am hearing good news about. And once again, it's public and private partnerships. Where people go in and buy buildings, or at least lease them, and clean them up and rebuild them.
You need one rich person per town, and the town is okay.
100%.
If there's one individual who will, there's like a lady in Oudtshoorn, and she would drive down the street. I know her, and then the street doesn't look nice. So the next day, she and her people will be planting the island.
Yeah.
They do things.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah.
Rejuvenate and renovate.
They do things.
I'm fortunate, you too. It's pretty between my house and the nearest shops.
Yeah.
We literally, because we live in the same neighborhood, we literally can drive through a farm.
In the most gorgeous beauty. We are very, very lucky and privileged like that.
It's picturesque. Yeah.
The only problem is now that he mentions it, because we often see each other at our local shopping center. And I'm beswaad dat hy my naam met die mense daar. I say enough for my now. Now I'm in the painting, the art shop.
Yeah.
So I see him in there. He walks in there. He says to the owner, hy gaan niks koop nie.
No, I
kijk niet. And then of course I was like,
you picked up a painting and I had shops for years. The one thing I learned in a shop, if somebody touches something, they're not buying. Buyers walk in and say that and that. They know what they buy. If people started feeling up an object,
yeah,
they're not going to buy. They go back home and dream about it, but they're not buying.
So Natalia Masra.
I will have you know.
No, he probably bought like a tile or something.
It's strange.
Yeah. So welcome and also buy sculpt. Have you mentioned the word web tickets?
I'm going to do that now because I still don't know what Cake Topper is about. We're going to wrap it up with Natalia in a moment. I will tell you how you can buy your tickets this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
For Cake Topper, it is his new show that opens this Thursday at the beautiful Roodepoort Theater. Yeah. Even Felicity endorses it. It
I
is
do.
The most gorgeous space. And you cannot wait to see the show. If you've ever wanted to see something as
just
beautiful
warn them,
and big.
There is a little bit of cement in the front.
Okay.
They're still working on the stoop.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Ek vertel jou meer,
net. What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Listen, if you never have been to an Antonio's show, now is your chance. You're going to get yourself a ticket. The show's name is Cake.
Eh? Are you talking about my age and my health? Oh, no. Now is the time. Now is the time.
Now is a great opportunity because it's happening right here in Gauteng, is what I meant, at the Roodepoort Theatre. Cake Topper. Okay. Net gauw in 10 secondes.
I am fascinated by the visuals of pop culture, although it doesn't look like it. I read Shakespeare and I listen to classical music, but the visuals of pop culture.
Yeah.
Pop culture screams at us the whole day.
Yes.
So, T-shirts and buses and everybody's screaming for attention or beliefs or convictions or protests and stuff. So, I chose Cake Topper. If you walk into a... It's better in English. It's best can he says you never trek with a cook and stuff. It can't be forget. But if you walk into a room with a cake, what's on the cake will tell you what the event is.
Uh-huh.
Is it a baptism? Is it a funeral? Is it an anniversary?
Yes.
Is it a birthday? Is it Christmas? Your cake topper is the thing that explains the situation. And very few people have the ability to read a room. So the cake topper is the... But we use it in a very surprising way. Right at the end, I twist the thing, but it's a visual, fun thing as a cake topper.
Oh, I like this.
And whatever you do on top of a cake tells you what's the occasion.
Yes.
So the stories are all about what we do. People who believe everything since we had the masks. Some people believe everything is a conspiracy. Other people believe this is the sign of the Jesuits in that age. Other believe, no, it's this. Hitler took a sign of joy and peace and turned it into a symbol of evil.
Mm.
What? Everybody sees the same thing in a different way.
Mm.
I always tell audiences when I do talks, if there's a fire now and you're the last survivor, what will you tell the police? Have you scanned the room? Do you know there are 8 doors and 6 chandeliers and where the fire started? But people don't. People say, where's my seat? And then they look at their cell phone until my voice is put it away. So people don't... Some people are bombarded with obvious things on their phones and other people have no ability to observe. They can't leave a room and tell you about it afterwards.
Yeah.
What I love about it's
that fascinating thing for me, visuals.
Smart, funny, visual spectacular... current, relevant.
Are we talking about me?
No, I'm just
sounding good.
No. I'm just describing this show to you because you did yours.
No, this show is, if you come for nothing else, this show, I think, is the best costumes of
oh, really?
Career, yeah.
Oh, really?
This show blows. The costumes blow their minds.
Oh, wow.
So this is, but the music is also friendly. It's got to... I actually allow the drummer to play this time. So there's a beat.
It's a beat.
Yeah.
Where do you get tickets?
At Web Tickets.
Okay, Web Tickets.
Or just come. We're friendly.
Okay, you're nice like that. It opens this Thursday. It runs until...
I've got Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, 2 shows, which is hard for a pensioner. And then... And then Sunday a matinee. Ooh. Five shows from Thursday to Sunday. You'll see the ambulance picks me up at 7. On Sunday, I'm done.
Can I ask
the ambulance
question?
Yes.
How do you feel about people not dressing up when they come to the theatre? Because it's my biggest bugbear. You Uh-oh. Need to respect the theatre by wearing appropriate clothes. Flip-flops and jean shorts are not appropriate clothes.
But it's hot.
For me, it's what's hot to do. I love dressing uncomfortably. So, I mean, the fall of the human race is because of the word comfort. Because it's for a lot of people excuse for ugliness or being unkept.
Yes.
So for me, it starts with self-respect. And nothing against you, but sometimes it's... sometimes you sit because you're healthy and young. But sometimes I sing a beautiful ballad and I look down in the front row. There's an old man with shorts. Mm. I am not medically trained to see old knees. I'm not, you know, if you don't have a modeling contract, cover up. So that, and there are nice things available in shops.
Yes.
What is sad is you see wives walking in, women looking beautiful. Mm. And then the man looked like she just helped him from under a bridge just now. And say, would you like a meal? And he said, no, a show. So it's like when wow. I go to my, I have a plastic surgeon friend as well. It's a fascinating thing. The woman sits and she can hardly talk because the fillers, but next to the man, you know,
does next.
He's paying to have her look more attractive.
Uh-huh. Mm.
For other men, for who? She's not going to give it to him looking like that. So it's a weird, it's a fascinating thing. So I do appreciate, I do as an artist, mm. but also as an audience, it's life is so ordinary with everything that's on the world. If you neglect your sense of occasion.
Yes.
There's really not. It's a shock when somebody on a day of rehearsals at 3 says, but like shy, oh, it's my birthday.
Mm.
And then, so why?
Mm.
I mean, it's a miracle that we have in the world, the way the world is, that you make another year in your life. Celebrate it.
Yes.
I use any excuse to...
To be fabulous. To look good.
To celebrate.
Yes. To celebrate.
Yeah. Do think it's not for being formal. It's great for your soul when you look nice. Yes.
You know what? Sit for your lippy on. You always look fabulous anyway. And
you'll still feel comfortable because
feel comfortable
I will look better.
Anyway,
so it's just you know, but just make it an event in the foyer.
Make an effort. Ek gaan dis lekker om op te vang. It was good to see you as always. Thank you for bringing colourful and amazing and smart and funny to our lives. And you can go watch it on a stage. The invite is out for you to come and join us on our big deck at Loftus Fastveld.
Yes.
It's called the Marty McParty Deck.
I've only been on a deck in Kenya looking at an elephant before.
This is but same but different.
Yeah, but is there like a private entrance?
Yes, yes.
How do I get in there without being in a parking lot?
You know what? I'm going to make sure you get there in and out of the
stop in a parking lot and somebody else opens a boot and takes out a cool bag, I'm done.
Okay. Watch this space, everybody. I'm going to get him there one
yes!
day. And we're going to watch. Just like you met this in my friend.
Take
care of yourself. Natalia!
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.